Reisiyas Hashlishis Breish Utsraftin Kitzroifas Akesif Udechantin Kibchoinas Azov is who Yikro Vishmi Vanien Oisoi or Marti Amihu Yoimra Hashem Olakon. This is the Pasuk in Zechariah. In other words, Hashem says, like, I'm going to give them the punishment, but I'm going to purify them there, just like I purify silver, just like I purify Zov. And then they'll come to cry to me now, and I'll answer them. And the Gemara says, the Aleim Omru Chana, and on them Chana said, Hashem may nisumachi, Hashem kills and Hashem makes alive. Moirit surely brings down to Gehenna, the Yaron he brings up. Here. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph. Here in the Gemara on the top was about the Gemara that brought down the Beninim. First man on the Yom holds that they have to go into Gehenim until they get to Yisurim, and then they come up again. But the Pasuk said, it says, when it's Tzafsufim, the Yerlin, Shinema, the Pasuk says, Vaveisiyas Ashlishis Beis, I bring the third category into Faye, which means the Beninim, with the Fosayin, Kitzroif as Akesta, by purifying them like a purified silver, or the Chantim, Kivchain as Azol, they got test the gold, for Yikra Bishmi, Zvanienem, Oysa, and I'll answer them. Like Rashi brings down, it means, that Sayakim Aboichim Eterch Yisurim Shu'achas V'yirim. They'll cry a little bit because of Yisurim, then they'll come up again. The Aleim Omra Chana, and Azem Chana said, Hashem Neimus V'Nechaya. Hashem kills, Hashem keeps alive, and Moirit Shel V'Yal. It brings them down to Shul, means to Gehenim, and then it brings them up again. Be'esilu Aymer Be'esilu says, V'Rav Chesed Mate Kalpe Chesed. That no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mate Kalpe Chesed, means the person that's a Beinoni. That's 50-50, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't put him into Gehenim, but rather he's made ches with him that will be like done like a tzaddik. And Rashi says, Hoye lo machtza machtzein, since they're 50-50, ma'atez ha'achrua l'tzadchut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as his ches and his mercy, puts the scale more on the tzadchut, v'yein yodim l'gehenim, therefore he doesn't have to go down to Gehenim at all. And v'aleim o'ma dobrin, such a person, dobrin melech said, o'ahavti k'yishma Hashem eskeli. Like a love of Kodesh Baruch Hu because he listens to me. Now, if he listens to me, means that even though, like, he's a machzah machzah, Hashem saves you. And David HaMelech said, it's so gefit, like we say in Hallel, in such a case that Hashem listens to us. In other words, the Daleisi, I'm dal, I'm low, I'm poor, and still Hashem helps him. But the more dashans later, Daleisi means I'm poor, means I, even though I don't have enough mitzvahs, still, v'lu yoshia, Kodesh Baruch Hu still helps me. Then the Gemara says, Koshe Yisrael Begufan. This is a new category. People that do Averis, we'll see later, that means they don't wear tefillin. That's Koshe Yisrael Begufan, a Yisrael that doesn't Averis with his goof, he doesn't put on film on his goof. Or Koshe Umas Oyla Begufan, and the Goyim also do Averis with their goof. We'll see the Gemara later means they do Aroyas, they do Znus. Is Yordim LeGehenim. They're going to go down to Gehenim, V'nidoinim Bo Yud Beis Chodesh. And you're going to have a din for 12 months, Hashem will judge them there. L'yacha yud beis chodesh, after 12 months, is gufan kola, their body will be destroyed. V'nishmosa nisrefet, and even their neshama will also be burnt up. V'ruach nifaz rosam, and the wind will come and disperse it, spread it out. Tachas kapos rag v'tzadikim, under like the feet of the tzadikim. That's what's going to happen to these people that are poishe Yisrael, of Yisrael and of Umas Olam. Shenemar Apostle says, Va'asoysem Rishoyim, ki you offer Efer Tachas Kapas Raglechim, that they'll come to be like dust under the feet of Tzadikim. Aval Han Minim, this is a worse category. What about Minim? Rashi says it means Anoshim Asher Hopchu Divre Lekim Chayim L'ro. People that change around Hashem's words, make it into bed, are going to Tzadikim. The people that take the Torah and dash in the wrong way out of the Torah. They change it around and say wrong Pshatim in the Torah. The Amasairos, people that tell on other people, Rashi Malshinim, Shem Oitzim Momin Yisrael B'yad Adikachovim, they go and tell the Goyish government that these Jews are stealing like an owe you money, they tell about other people to the government. That's called Hamasairos. The Apikurusim and Apikurus. Rashi says in Tisant from the Gemara Sanhedrin that it means is, Mevaze Tamidi Chachomim. And Apikurus means somebody does not look up to Tamid Chachom, but rather just as Mevazim. He makes, Mavaza means he doesn't give him respect, he makes fun of him. He's Mavaza, Talmud Chochem, that's called an Apikurus. Now, Shekofru Batur, these are people also They're kofrin the Torah. Rashi says it means Omrim ein Torah min Hashemayim. They said the Torah didn't come down min Hashemayim. They don't agree to Tchias HaMeisim either. They're kofrin, they don't agree to it. And they go away from Darkei Tzibur. So Rashi says not to be gerus, yes, because all these people before also are people that are Porsche and Darkei Tzibur. They're not going in the right way. Another person is Vishanitnu Chisisem Ba'orat, Be'eretz Chaim, that they put their fear upon the people in this world. We'll soon see later, it means a panis. Somebody that's in charge, he makes the people fear him too much. That's this person. V'shechot to somebody himself that doesn't aveirum. V'hechtiyu v'sarabim, he causes other people to do aveirus also. To go in Yerovim ben Nevot v'chaveirum, like Yerovim ben Nevot and his friends. Is what happens to these people is Yordim l'Gehenim. They go down into Gehenim. V'nidoinim bo l'doire doris, and they stay there for a long time. The doire doris, they stay there, generations after generations. Shenem, the Pasuk says, v'yeitzu v'rol b'figri hanoshim. He came out and he saw these people, HaPoshim Bira, did the Averis. That means to say that Gehenim Kolo, Fehain Einim Kolim. Gehenim will stop, but they won't stop, they'll still be there. Forever, they'll be in Gehenim. Shinem and Apostle says, Vitzurim live loy shoyl. It's like Vitzurim, it means their forms will like, wear away Gehenim. Live loy shoyl. Saita. The whole kach loma, how come they deserve such a big gainish? Why? Because they caused the zvul, means the base of Migdish, to be destroyed, like Rashi says. Shenem and Apostle says, Mizvuloi, the ain zvul ala base of Migdish. It only means the base of Migdish. Shenem, bono benisi be zvul lechov, yeah. That I have built for you a house to live, zvul means the place to live, like Rosh Baruch's place to live is the base of Migdish. Veleim Omra Chana, and these people, Chana said, Hashem Yechtoi Merivoi. They're the people that argue against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who break them to pieces. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Yechtoi will break these people. And Omra of Yitzchak Baravin, Upineyim, the faces of this people, Doimim Lishulei Kederit. Doimim to the bottom of the Kederit of a pot. If you cook up the pot, the bottom of the pot, that's how the faces will look. The Yomar Rava says, Inu Mishafiri Shapiri B'nei Mechuza. These are the fat, nice-looking people of Bnei Mechuza. These people will be burning, will be in Gehenim. Well, Makarin, and we call them Bnei Gehenim. The name is called the children of Gehenim. Rashi says, the Bnei Mechuza, the Pshat was, the people that look very nice there. Shashi Munogim Ushmeinim Hoyu. Saita. Omamah. That Beisul Loimim Beisul says, "Varav Chesed Mate Kalpe Chesed." That a Kodesh Baruch Hu will take a person that's 50-50 and be done on the Kalpara Toiv Al Chesed. I will see the post before we brought down says, "Vaveishes Ashlishes Beish." Mashma, the third category of people that they'll have to go to Gehenna will have to be burned. So you see, a Machzamach forgets the Noinish. Have the Gemara Hosam Bepoisha Yisrael Begufan. They were talking about the Jew that has an Averov, he's a Poshe Yisrael. Like we'll soon see later, he doesn't put on film. He doesn't Averov with his goof. For the Gemara, Poshe Yisrael Begufin, if this person is a Poshe Yisrael Begufin, for Amrit, you said before, Les Lo Takanto, there's no hope for him. Like he'll stay there a whole 12 years and then he'll be destroyed. And there it's Mash where they go down and come up right away. So Gemara says like this, Ki Les Lo Takanto, when is the person gone? There's no hope for him. He'll be burnt for 12 months, and then he gets destroyed. Where he has more aveiros than mitzvahs, then he's finished, if he's a poshe Yisrael. Here we're talking about machzor aveiros to machzor chuyis. He's 50-50. The Yisrael, not the oven, the poshe Yisrael. Now, part of this 50% of the aveiros, he has the aveiros, he's also poshe Yisrael begufan. Therefore, loisagedei delab vaveiteh hashlishes beish. Therefore, such a person, he'll have to have also punishment, he'll have to go into Gehenim. Mashenka, a person that's a machza machza, and part of the Averis, one of the Averis is not the Persia Yisrael, then the Pesach says, then there's an Indian of, Mate Kalpe Chesra, Kosh Baruch Hu Dal Mekav Skus, and he won't have to get an Einish, he won't have to go to Gehenim. The Yimlav, and let's say, doesn't have the Averis of Persia Yisrael, then Varav Chesed, Mate Kalpe Chesed. Then, Kosh Baruch Hu will be done him with mercy, that he'll be saved, even though he's only a 50-50. And the Aleim Amad Dovram, such a person, Dovram Melech said, Ahavti ki yishma Hashem. I love you, Hashem, because you listen. Now, Dorish Rova, the Rova Darshan, my dichtiv, what does the Pesuk say? Ahavti ki yishma Hashem. I love you, Hashem, because you listen. Is Omro Knesset Yisrael of Nekodesh Baruch Hu. Klai Yisrael says in front of Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Emosai Ani Ahuva Lefanecha, when are we loved in front of you? Zman Shatar Shrimeya Kol Tachanunoi. At the times that Hakadosh Baruch Hu listened to us, when Hashem listened to our tefillah and has mercy on us, then we see Hashem really loves us. Then David HaMelech said, Da Loisi V'li Yoshia. What does that mean? Afa Pi Shadol Ani Min HaMitzvot. Even though I'm poor. What does it mean, poor? Poor for mitzvahs. I don't have enough mitzvahs. Still, Linoya Loshia. Still, it's very nice that Hashem should save me. Now the Gemara explains, Pesha Yisrael Begufa and Maininu. Maininu. What is this case that a Jew was a Pesha Yisrael Begufa with his body? Omar Rav, Rav says it means Kakafta Lemonach Tfilin. A person, a Kakafta Gufa body, that does not put on tfilin. And that means to say he doesn't do it only because his body is not clean, or he can't do it. It means he doesn't do it because he doesn't want to wear an ice. He doesn't want to wear tefillin. The reason we wear tefillin is, it's an ice, it's a sign that we're like an eved to Hashem, and he doesn't want to have this sign, he doesn't want to be an eved to Hashem. That's called his Pesha Yisrael with his goof. Baita, Pesha Uma Seilam Begufan, what does it mean, a guy that doesn't have air with his body, a guy doesn't have the mitzvah to put on tefillin? So what's his Aveira that is called the Peshe Umasel and the Gufan? The Gemara says, Omar Rav, Rav says Baveira. Means by doing an Aveira. And usually that means with Nut. He does adultery with his body. That's called a Peshe Yisrael, Peshe Umasel. Bishanitnu Chiyisem, Beretchayim, that they put their fear upon the people. Omar Rav Chizah, Rav Chizah says they're Parnas. That some Parnas means somebody that's appointed to be a leader over the people. That Hamatil Aimo Yisrael Allah Tibur. He puts too much fear upon the Tibur. Shalol Hashem Shemayim. That's this Aveira. And if he does Hashem Shemayim, it's okay. But Shalol Hashem Shemayim for no purpose, just to show that he's a big shot. That's also being Doicha Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why he gets such a big Einish. Omer Rav Yudah Marav. Kol Parnes Hamatil Aimo Yisrael Allah Tibur. Shalol Hashem Shemayim. Any type of a ruler that puts too much fear upon the Tzibur, Shalol Hashem Shemayim, is a Neroya ben Talmud Chochem. His son, he will not see his son to be a Talmud Chochem. Shenem HaPosek says, Lechem Yiruhu Anoshim, they made people be afraid, is Lo Yiru Kochach Melev. They won't be able to see any Chach Melev, means they won't have any children to be a Talmud Chochem. Like that we had before, they like Omar Marit should be really, that they still Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says, V'Rav Chesed Mate Kalfe Chesed. Hechi Yovit, what does Hashem do? What do you mean if you have a 50-50 person, so Hashem is Mate, Hashem turns him towards the Chesed? How does Hashem do it? So, Rav Elezer Wayne Koshoi. Rashi learns Koshoi means like it presses down. Rashi es Kaf Hamoznaim Sholchus or Machrin es Avonis. He like pushes down the Kaf of the Schus, and therefore that wins out, so the Kaf Aschus is better. Shenem Raposa says, Yoshev Yerachemenu Yichvah Shavu'nesenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu like pushes down the Averus, and therefore if we win out, the Kavachus wins out. Here. Rabbi Yosef Yerachemenu Wayne Noise. No, he picks up the Averus. Shenem Ma Noise Ovon V'yover HaPeshi. He picks up the Averus, and that's how he's Machriel HaKavachus. Tona Dever Rabbi Yishmoel. Ma'avir Rishon Rishon. Now, what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the first Aveiro. So Rashi learns that means Oven Shev Rishonim. Haboyim L'sitom L'kaf. When a person has the Aveiro, so the first Aveiro that he did, Hashem takes off the scale. So Hashem to put it on the side. Shimho Yomach Tzamach. So like, if he should have been a 50-50%, Kivan Shechos Rechem Yem Yachriyas Chuyais L'kach Yamidit. That's the way Hashem helps him. That if everything would be on the scale, you'd be a 50-50, 50% Averus, 50% mitzvahs, then Hashem takes away the first Averus you did, takes it off the scale. The Rein here midah, that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's midah. Abishino, Omar Rova, the oven atzmoy ena nimchot, but the Averus itself is not melted away. In other words, the Ika ruba avoinois machshir vadayim. It's going to come out later on, you can have more Averus. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would put back that first Aver into the scale also, and you get a judgment on that Aver also. Right, Rav says, Or Omar Rov, the Girsa should be, Kol HaMavir HaMidoysov is Mavirin Lo Yaakov Peshov. Somebody, that's Mavir HaMidoysov, means overlooks the fact somebody did something bad to you. You overlook him, you moichel him, you don't act. Back to him is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midi Kenegan Midi, the same thing. Even though you did Averis to him, he doesn't act back to you. Is Mavir Lo Yaakov Peshov. He'll be moichel you on all your Averis. Shinema the Pesach says, Noisei Ovon V'Oivra Pesha. What does that mean? Lami Noisei Ovon. To who does Hashem forgive you the Averis you did? Lami to the person, Shoivra Peshov. That overlooks the Peshov, means someone does something bad to you, you overlook him, so me the connected me, the Hashem overlooks you also. Rav Huna Brei the Rav Yeshua Cholish. Rav Huna Brei Yeshua got sick. Is all Rav Papa Leshula Bey. Rav Papa went to visit him. Is Chazayu the Cholish Layalmas? Rav Papa saw that Rav Yehuna was very, very sick. Is Omalus, he said to him, Savisulei Zavdoso, did you prepare yourself your Tachrichim, what you need to for Mace? And as he saw, Mama, she was dying any second now. So he asked him if he's prepared for it. Is Lesois, the end came out was Itzbach, that he got well. Is Heve Michsef Rav Papa Lemichzayu? So Rav Papa was very embarrassed to see Rav Huna, like here he asked him, like, are you ready to die? And it came out that he got well, he got all better. Is Omalei, so he said back to him, my chazis, like what happened? Omalei, so he said back to him, Omalu, in hochi hevi, talk the truth. Like Rav Huna said back to him, talk the truth, I really deserve to die. Although the Omalei, Kodesh Baruch Hu said though, hoya v'loi mukim b'milei, since Rav Huna was a mafra amidosav, he didn't stick to what people did to him, even though people acted that nice to him. He didn't act back to them. Is like Tukuma Badei, a Kodesh Baruch Hu won't act back to you also. Like maybe even though he has a virus, Hashem won't give him the yearn, Hashem won't kill him. Shenem the Pasuk says, Noisei Ovon V'Oivra Pesha. Like we learned, Lami Noisei Ovon, to who does a Kodesh Baruch Hu forgive? L'Oivra Pesha. People that overlook the fact that they do things bad to you, you overlook it, you're a Mavra Amidoysef. So Rashi says, Amidis Sadim Adartekes Achrayim Ela Menachton Volechet. That the Midas Adem will leave you alone, since you leave other people alone, they'll leave you alone also. Right, the Apostle says, L'sheris Nachalosoi, for the people that are left over. So Omar Rebbe Acha Bar Chanina, Al Yavakot, this is a good Apostle or something bad. Al Yav means like a tail, a fat tail, something good. The Kot, which has thorns in it. That means L'sheris Nachalosoi, V'loi L'chol Nachalosoi. Like Rosh Baruch Hu, with the Mata Kalfi Chesed, to his sheris, the left over.